answers to questions probing his flanks.
Never, mistress. I sleep like a baby.
He turned slowly, surveyed the camp. The countryside was shrouded in mist.
What's the agenda today?
Do we have practice weapons enough for a mock combat? One battalion against the other? I had enough men to field 2 battalions of 400 men, with a few hundred left to carry out camp duties and provide 1 inept cavalry troop.
Barely. You want that?
I'd like to, but how can we reward the victors? Training involved competitions now, with rewards for winning and for effort. Superior effort, even in losing, deserves recognition. Recognition encourages soldiers to give their best.
There's relief from fatigues, foraging, and sentry duty.
That's a possibility. I was also considering letting individuals send for their wives after we moved to Goja. Ram brought me a breakfast bowl. We weren't eating well, but we were getting bulk enough, so far. Narayan asked,
How much longer can you stall here?
Not long. Time was turning against us. The existence of the band had to be known up north. Potential political enemies would be digging in. Instead of mock combat, we'll have a review. Spread a rumor that I'm thinking of moving out if what I see pleases me. That ought to motivate them.
Yes, mistress.
Narayan retreated. He gathered his cronies, 12 men who showed snips of colored cloth at their waists. An interesting group. They sprang from all 3 major religions, 2 minor cults, and from among the liberated foreign slaves. They pretty much ran the camp, though only Narayan and Ram had official standing. They kept the peace. The men weren't quite sure how to take them, but responded seriously because of that aura of the sinister that I'd noted myself. Narayan admitted nothing. He handled my probes deftly. There was no doubt he directed the 12, though several sprang from higher castes. I kept an eye on him. Time would betray him, if he didn't open up, as he hinted he might. For the moment, he was too useful to press. I nodded approval.
They almost look like soldiers.
We'd have to get them uniform dress. Narayan nodded. He seemed smug, as though his genius had produced our triumph and sparked a renascent spirit. How are the riding lessons coming? Just making talk, I knew. Abysmally. None of these clowns belong to a caste that got closer to a horse than to trail along behind, cleaning up. But damn, it would be a sin to waste those mounts.
Poorly, though a few men show promise, not including myself or Ram. We were born to walk.
Show promise had become his favorite expression, in reference to everything. As he taught me to use the strangler's kerchief, or rumal, at my insistence, he said I showed promise. I suspected he was surprised at how easily I picked it up. Its manipulation came as naturally as breathing, as though it was a skill I'd had all along. Maybe it came of centuries of practice at the quick, subtle gestures needed to manipulate sorceries.
"You were saying you were going to move?"
Narayan asked.
"Mistress?"
The honorific was becoming an afterthought. Narayan remained Taglian. He was beginning to take me for granted. Our foragers are having to range pretty far. Narayan didn't reply, but seemed reluctant to go. I had a feeling I was being watched. At first I credited it to the crows. They kept me uncomfortable. Now I understood Kroger's reaction better. They didn't behave the way crows ought.